come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back, my friend. I am doing something I've never done before.
Eat
the tortilla. Yeah, right. the tortilla by itself. And it is so much better. The ones you made, so much better.
Than the regular?
It's well worth the 20 minutes of time.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
you didn't even put any lard or anything in there.
Nope.
You didn't have to, and you were worried, but I mean, that folded up beautifully.
Well, I mean, that's usually how I make them, and so I like them like that, but not everyone does, so they want them to be real pliable. But I'll tell you, the great thing about this, you want to talk about stretching your dollar. The masa is about $2.99 to $3.50, typically. I've got, I can do another 300 tortillas, 400 tortillas with what I've got in there. I mean, so I eat tortillas daily instead of bread, just from a diet perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I have it as a snack, basically. It's my treat. So I like to make them myself, and you can store them. Just store them in paper towels. Then
can
wrap
you freeze
that,
them?
Wrap that in foil, and then you can freeze them. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, can you freeze the dough?
I would really form them first, because you need to have that pliability needs to be there in order to make the tortillas.
But if you wanted to make up, you were one day just making up a batch, and you had like 20, and you're only going to make 10, you could freeze the other 10, or no?
I really don't think you could. I think you just make the 20 and freeze the 10 you don't want.
Okay.
The other thing is that, make sure when you're working with it, cover it with a wet towel so it doesn't dry out too much, all that sort of stuff.
Well, that was outstanding. Now that you've wowed everybody with your incredible tortillas and the chicken, what's your next?
All right, so we're going to go to some risotto now. And what I'm doing is I'm taking some shallots.
Oh, okay, Gordon Ramsay.
I say it that way just because it bugs you. Some shallots. And I'm not adverse to using the pre-done shallots in the jar. I could not find any. But shallots are pretty easy to deal with.
Well, shallots go very well in steak and kidney pud.
You know, you just had to say that word, didn't you? I hate your use of that word.
I know
you know.
Yes.
I actually saw some Nestle product. It was in the 50-cent bin at Publix or something like that. And it was something and something chocolate pud, P-U-D-D.
No?
Not 1D, 2Ds. And I just said, why? Why would you? Well, that's why it's in the 50-cent bin. No one wants to buy it. Anyway, so we're just going to try and thin slice the shallots. And we're actually going to do something I don't normally do with risotto. Normally with risotto, I start with the fat and then add the arborio rice and then build on the flavor. Here we're actually going to start with some garlic and some shallots before we put in the rice. And I'm going to need some white wine, too. Can I get like 4 ounces of white wine? Anything?
It's,
whatever is disposable. Like 4.
Yeah, because he knows that they have 2 ounces, 4 ounce pours, and he only needs 2 ounces.
No,
I get it. I understand.
I've actually pretty much stopped drinking.
I know. It's kind of.
I just feel better. Lost. I'm almost back down to where I lost all that weight before. I've got about another 8 pounds to go, and then I'll keep losing. So you can drink whatever you want at this point. I don't care.
Well, thank you.
All right, one more shallot. And just, peel away the top of the shallot. Cut the top and bottom away. And then you should be able to just create like a julienne almost of it. If you want to do a brunoise, that would be fine too. But it's going to take more time. A brunoise?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so do you know what a brunoise is?
I always prefer a brunoise.
Well, a lot of people would for this dish. Brunoise is about an eighth of an inch dice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's takes a little bit more time to get going. I
obviously, you are not using real sweet shallots.
I wish Real Sweet had shallots because my left eye is quickly closing up.
Yeah, it's better than my right eye.
So that's all right. Yeah, there is some heat to these shallots at the moment. We're going to take some butter. We'll put that in the pan. I'm doing this in a high pan, obviously. Take some olive oil, add it in there as well. Just regular old extra virgin. And we'll let that melt first and get up to temperature. You want to do this in a, you know, 4 or 5 quart type of pot, if possible. In the meantime, I'm also going to get our shrimp started. And the shrimp, I'm just going to take another 4 tablespoons of butter, put that in my cast iron, and we'll start that one up. I'm just going to gently melt the butter there as that goes. It's important to keep plastic away from the side of the burner when you're...
Unless it's an induction burner, then it doesn't make any difference.
Well,
then,
well yeah, but still, brushing up against the cast iron, it would be a problem. Okay, so I've got a good amount of nice fat in there. In this case, Kerrygold butter with the olive oil. And now we're going to take our arborio rice. And I forgot how much I called for here. Looks like...
Really? You're going to look up an actual amount?
Yeah, I'm going to use a cup, so it's about right. All right, so once this gets going and you start to foam that butter, we're going to take the shallots, drop them in. And I've got 3 shallots worth in here. You can also save some of that and put it in with the... As a matter of fact, let's do that. That's kind of an interesting thing to do. We're going to save some of the shallots from here for the shrimp. It's all going to end up back in the risotto anyway, but it'll help flavor the shrimp a little bit.
Now this is a great time of the year for shrimp, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Then we're going to take a little bit of garlic. Add that in as well.
You know, I got a shrimp update from Mexico Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Our favorite place.
What type of shrimp is running?
The beautiful Gulf Whites are... there's a place to go to buy the best shrimp, I think, on the Gulf. It's a little place called the Shell Shack in Mexico Beach. The two brothers work together.
Hang on 1 second. I'm just adding in my cup of arborio rice now into the fat once I've got all of the shallots just before they start to brown. I add in the arborio, and the goal here is to get around that arborio every single piece of that arborio covered with some of the fat, okay? That'll help the rice begin to bloom. It'll help start to develop some of the starches. And there we go. So now to that, I'm going to add my 4 ounces of white wine. Let that cook out. In the meantime, my skillet here is melting the other butter that I put in there. So here we're going to add in those same shallots. We're going to add in some garlic. And I got the easy way out on the shrimp, which if you've ever been to Kroger before and you're looking at the prices of shrimp, they have these skewers that they make. And I've used these in the past. These skewers, they're already peeled, deveined. They got the tails on, and it's Gulf shrimp. But the beautiful thing is they're $1 a skewer.
Yeah.
And if you look at the price of the regular shrimp, it's much more expensive. So I dropped in my four skewers, took them off the skewer, dropped them into that pan. We're very quickly going to stir that up and add a little bit of salt. We're going to add a little salt to our arborio as well. We're going to add a little pepper to both. And again, we don't want the shrimp to get overly cooked.
And when we come back, we'll find out, did he overcook them or did he not? Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium, right here on Windward Parkway.